From Wondery and Audible comes Class of 88, a new podcast hosted by Will Smith. Before 1988, a lot of people didn't take hip-hop seriously. But hip-hop today touches everything, from film to fashion to sports. So what changed? Follow Class of 88 wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi everyone, welcome back. This is part two of a two-part recap. If you're wondering where part one was, well, go check in the feed and be sure to subscribe. But enough of that, let's get right back into the episode.
So he's like, yeah, well, she's like, I'm sorry I didn't give you more grace for what you were going through last year. I guess I wasn't able to give you grace because I was going through things last year. For instance, I don't know if you know, but Rand left me, or I left Rand because he cheated on me. And Schwartz is like, yeah, I'm sorry in the manner that I retaliated. I mean, coming for your lips, I mean, you're one of the most beautiful people I ever laid eyes on in my life. I mean, that's just... I mean, platonically, of course, but coming for your lips, I mean, that's just like low-hanging fruit. There's so many other things I could have come for. Your terrible personality, your gold-digging ways, just so many things. God, I really messed that one up.
I just see you in Ocean, and I remember why I fell in love with you. Just as friends, of course, you know. I just wish you could do this with Tom, you know, like we're talking now, because, you know, his family. Okay, you're doing exactly what she was yelling at you about last night. Okay, just let the guy fucking sink or swim on his own, you know? But mm-hmm. She's there for it because she's had the talk. So now she's ready. She's like, I know. He's like, I can't abandon that man, and I won't do it. So let's go back to intimacy. Intimacy. Get intimacy.
So Billy and Sandoval are in robes sitting around. He's like, I feel great. And Billy's like, yeah, well, you deserve it. Yeah, well, there's like something that I've like not, that's something I've not really said to myself in a while. I deserve it. Thank you. Billy's like, yeah, no, just know that you are worthy and you deserve bliss. By the way, are you thinking of dating? Are you interested in anyone? Like, okay, of all the people in this room right now, who would you want to date the most? It's only me.
I'm not doing that. I do miss Raquel, though. We haven't talked in 3 weeks, dude. Last time I talked to Raquel, I didn't think it would be the last time I spoke with her. I mean, in that conversation, she did tell me she's extending again into the mental health place. And I told her, okay, I love her, and we'll talk later. But now, won't even call me back, bro.
Dude, like, what we had was love. Like, that's why I was, like, so addicted to it. It's like Robert Palmer says, I'm addicted to love. I'm going to put that in that show. That's why, I couldn't see anything else. And it's, like, not like we were just, like, hanging out and having sex. Like, the hangout was the best part. Like, when we would, like, talk about things. And, like, I told her what a broomstick was. And I introduced her to, like, tinfoil. And then I would, like, roll up the tinfoil. And, like, we'd batted around a little bit. Like, it was so fun.
I explained to her how star machines were really not just stars. They actually came from electricity. Like, dude, I unplugged the star machine and plugged it back in. I think a light bulb went out. No one pun intended, bro.
You should have seen her eyes the first time she ever saw yogurt. It was, like, amazing and magical.
So many feelings in my head. There's, like, pain. There's anger. It's like pomade. Well, it's on top of my head. But still, it's thick. It's greasy. But it's also moisturizing, you know? And then there's bleakness. Because I lost all of my friends, you know? They were just like, God, it's hard being friends with someone with such healthy hair, bro.
I guess, I don't know. Like, I'm just hoping that we can give, like, whatever this is a shot. Like, pretty much, I'm saving myself for Raquel and definitely not banging other girls on the side right now.
Right. And he's like,
I just feel like I want to be happy, but I'm not allowed, bro.
Billy's like, you are. You're worthy. You're worthy. Butterball. Vegan turkeys.
Like, Billy's really trying to make a go for it.
You know, she's like, you know, I just feel like the world is hating on you so much, and I'm tired of it. I wish people would know how much you are hurting. You, Tom Sandoval, the real victim in this, because there were times where I thought we could have lost you. Yeah, I got close a couple of times. You know, when you get on frame of mind, I had to like really snap myself out of it. So yeah, that's when he says he felt all these emotions. And he's like, I just want to be happy again. I don't feel like I'm allowed.
You're worthy. You're worthy.
All right. Well, thanks for coming to intimacy. Your time is up. Get out of missy.
Back. James is dancing around with butter at his airport lobby house and squirting it onto the food. He's like, I'm butter, baby. I'm butter.
No salt, bae. I'm butter, bae. So then Ariana's like, oh, so Sheena, how was your conversation with Sandoval, with Lisa or whatever? She's, oh, yeah. Oh, no, Sandoval. She did say Sandoval. Like, yeah, we talked about the podcast he was, like, pissed off about. And, like, here's where, like, I'm, like, really struggling. We went over to Lisa's today, and, like, all three of us were, like, in tears. And Donut, too, would have been in tears, but I don't think he spoke English. So she was in tears because she said she was, like, has, like, a lot of similarities with her brother before he passed away. And, like, she's, like, very concerned.
Tom and her brother are very different people, though. Like, I'm sorry, but no. Because, like, he's still not going to take responsibility for what he did. And so what am I supposed to be like, oh, hey, guys, I'm Ariana. Could you please be nice to my ex-boyfriend now? Okay, no, it's not going to happen.
And then Ariana says, I can understand that maybe he's had some thoughts and feelings, but those thoughts and feelings are based on a situation that he created in which he didn't give a fuck about anyone else's mental health. So I know I'm a bitch saying this, but it just feels a little bit like annoying.
Right. I mean, and this is true. And she probably took a lot of shit for this. I haven't really read comments yet, but they on this show tend to forget like what she was going through while he was doing this. Her grandma died. Her dog died. He was fucking Raquel while she was at her grandma's funeral. Like, come on. That's crazy.
Literally.
So then Sheena cries and she's like, oh my God, he was an amazing friend of me. No one understands what I'm going through. And she goes, that wasn't real though. Okay. As soon as he's invited to parties again, he's going to be like, oh great, that's all I wanted. You know, don't trust him. It's all manipulation.
Which feels true. So then we, now people are at home. It's after that great pool party. Schwartz is on his Peloton. Dying of Peloton death right there. And then we're at Lala's house and she's cleaning some cribs and James comes over. So we get the traditional, hi, Jameson. I'm upstairs, Jameson. So he goes upstairs. Oh, I've never been up here. It's cool. Well, so quiet. No airplanes overhead. Strange.
Oh my God, your baby's got a bottle. Same kink as you, eh?
She's like, shut up, James. So then we see a clip of her back in her bottle days. And she's like, I really like getting a papas. And watching some TVs from my mans.
And Sheena just looking at her like, wow, I'm Sheena. And even I think you're a fucking weirdo.
So Lala is saying how she's addicted to Perrier now. And James is, he's like still in his still water phase. And Lala's like, so what made you want to get sober? You don't have to tell me, but, you know, we are on TV right now. He goes, oh, well, what do you mean? I don't have to tell you. There's not much to say, Lala. I mean, look, I'll tell you in confidence. Obviously, when the Tom and Raquel stuff happened, a lot of emotions were flowing, right? Like, Ella and I were fighting a lot, especially when I'd be getting drunk. And, like, what does it start with? Like, comments on Instagram was about Tom and Raquel, was about me showing too much emotion about Tom and Raquel. And then she went and stayed at a friend's house and then took the cats with her. And I came home, there were no cats. There's no Ella, no tarot cards. So, yeah, rock bottom.
He's like, but you know what? Last time I quit for the relationship, but this time I quit because Alice said she'd leave me if I didn't quit. So I'm doing it for myself.
Like, wait a minute. Are you listening to yourself? Because you quit for a relationship again. But in his mind, it's not. It's because
yes,
he could have lost his relationship. But it's like the same thing.
I had that same thought. The difference is that Raquel said, I'm going to leave you. And Ali's like, no, I did leave you. Yeah. And he's like, oh, I see it now. I understand.
Yeah, so I guess Raquel said you have to quit and Ali didn't say he had to quit. So that's what makes it different. She just made it clear that he had to quit. I'm not really sure. But she's like, do you look at this as a forever thing? And he's like, oh, yeah, of course. Otherwise, I couldn't possibly do it. Listen, I know everyone has their different versions of sober, but I think pounding the weed sodas, I don't know. You're still like wanting to get blitzed out of your mind. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm not really sure how that works.
I just feel like don't commit to things on like
Don't commit to things on camera.
Forget it. Write it. Regret it. You know, because look, Candice Luann, she always has to eat her words because now on Girls Trip, she's like, well, no, I have drinks on from now and then, certain special opportunities. And now it's a special opportunity because I'm about to fuck five guys. Yeah.
Every day it's a special occasion. That's my new saying. Like, wow, she's so spiritual.
No, she just wants a drink. All right. Let me tell you what I want into me. A guy.
I'm sorry, I'll take a cold plunge and rosé into me. Is that a place? So it's like, you know, I don't want to be like an alcoholic 40-year-old, because that's James's worst nightmare is aging, which...
I know.
Oh, honey.
Honey.
Got news for you. She'll be coming round the mountain when she comes. It's age. She'll be coming round the mountain when she comes. You're about to be old.
I'm not coming around the mountain. I'm coming on the mountain. Somebody do me.
I've come around plenty of mountains. Where's my TV show?
Hi, I'm a cast member on Vanderpump Rules now. Someone fuck the hell out of me, please. So anyway, he's just like Lala. By the way,
this is also so Lala too, to be like,
but James, I'm here for you and your sobrieties.
Because this is her every fucking year with James. And then she just turns on James and throws him under the bus for no reason. Every single time.
You know, in like 2 weeks, she's going to be talking to the girls. Like, well, you know, James, he became sober because Allie moved out with the cats. Can you believe that? Allie and the cats.
Yep. And Katie's gonna be like,
so miss your cats.
So he's like, yeah, we've come far. You've come.
That will happen. Miss your cats. Mr. Banks.
So he's like, we've come so far and you've come miles, and I'm proud of you in so many ways. Look at you using a straw instead of a bottle, Lola. And she's like, thanks, Jets.
You know what? I don't think anyone could have a relationship like me and James. We went from being two kids who were train wrecks to getting into relationships that ended. In my case, my relationship ended because Rance cheated on me and I had to find out through a video. He went to Nashville's and then I was all alone and there was a national scandal happening and my scandal was off to the side, but my scandal probably should become the front headlines now. What do you think, everyone? You think we can all do this together, right? So that what I'm just saying is that like me and James are pretty much the same person.
Okay, so now we go over to Schwartz's house, and we get the moment I've been waiting for all season. We meet a new side character, Joe. Hey, I'm Joe. I've been waiting to see Joe, because she did this thing where she's joined Instagram. She's like, hi, guys, I'm Joe. I've joined Instagram. Please be nice to me, guys. Guys, please be nice to me on Instagram. And then she came out with another video. She goes, wow. You guys are, like, so mean to me. Why are you so mean to me, guys? Guys, stop being so mean to me. Like, you don't like my hair? Okay. Like, I changed my hair. Like, now what? Like, you don't like my eyes? Like, my eyelashes? I changed them. So now what? Guys, stop being mean. Stop it.
Sounds like someone needs a visit to intimacy. I've never seen anything
like that, and I will never forget it. It's burned into my brain now.
Where's my New York Times article, America's Most Hated Woman? So she's actually cutting Schwartz's hair. And he's like, so would you prefer cash? Would you prefer cash for this or a trip to Olive Garden? She's like, Olive Garden? I was like, you know what? I'm okay with her. So Schwartz is like, Joe is a human being she's a human being. She's a being that's human. She's a light in my life. I'll just say that. Yeah. Oh, by the way, Joe, you know what's funny? The entire group thinks you're my secret romance / girlfriend. Isn't that funny? I mean, we did spend a lot of time together last summer. I feel like he's trying to...
We still do spend a lot of time together. Hello, I'm cutting your hair for breadsticks. Yes, unlimited breadsticks.
I feel like he's trying to sell us on Joe a little bit here, right? He's like, I just want to clear things up. Joe was never living with me. Was she staying with me sporadically? Yes. And during that time when she was staying with me, was she alive? Yes. So was she living with me? Yes. But she wasn't living with me. Oh, not my girlfriend. Never was.
We just had this whirlwind romance. But then, you know, now we're just buds. Now, okay, Joe is the Molly dealer. Can we just all agree that Joe is clearly the Molly dealer in this relationship?
Jo is at the part of her life that when she's in a documentary on A&E in 3 years, she'll be like, I mean, things got so bad. I was giving out haircuts for a Olive Garden. It's rough.
No one even said Jo.
You're giving away your life's blood for unlimited breadsticks, Joe.
Come back to the five and dime, Joey Joe.
Lala's like, what was your rock bottom? Giving away free buzz cuts for some Alfredo.
I feel for Joe because Joe's just one of those. You want to talk about someone who never profits from any of this shit? It's Joe, okay? And Joe, last season, Katie's like, fuck that girl that you're living with, that stupid fucking crackhead. And everyone's like, who's crackhead Joe? Like, just wanting to know. So everybody's like putting videos up of her where Joe's like cheering at Sandoval's concerts and they're circling her and being like, this is crackhead Joe. And so people coming for crackhead Joe all year. And now poor Tom, well, not poor Tom, but Tom's like, okay, let's put Joe on TV so people understand she's not a crackhead. And they're still like, stupid crackhead Joe's here.
So then Sandoval comes over, and he's like, hey, dude, how's it going? Like, what are you doing?
Just
like,
giving him a little trimmeroo. Right? Love that shirt, Tom. Want a haircut?
Take it. We're going to Olive Garden later. Yeah, man.
Breadsticks.
She's snorting a breadstick. So she's melting a breadstick in a spoon. So,
goes, those your pubes on the ground, dude? And she goes, no, it's just hair. I'm just too lazy to pick it up. So I'm just sweep it over here. Let's just sit down. I'm just going to leave that pile of hair there. How are you, handsome? What's been going on with you?
I was like, are we really going to have a whole scene with the hair just in the pile of it? Like, can't anyone pick up that hair right now?
No, that's what kind of girl. That's what kind of girl Joe is. I love it. Joe's like, fuck it. There's a pile of hair there.
So, Schwartz like, oh, so I had a great conversation with Lisa. So she booked a sick ass cabin, man. And like, Katie and Ariana aren't going to be there, but like James and Brock and Lala and Sheena are going to be there. Like everyone cool is going to be there. Sorry, not you, Joe. But I think it's gonna be like a really good neutral ground for like some one-on-ones, Tom.
Yeah. Okay. Just, breaking in to say here, this is a huge tactical mistake on Katie and Ariana's part. Huge. Like, I get the why you would draw the lines in the sand, what you would need to do. I think Ariana at this point should have said, if you guys are going to have Sandoval on this show and try and make me shoot with him, I'm not doing this show. Then she should have gone off and done spinoffs or done something else instead of coming back to this show, because this is where the audience is going to start turning, because the whole cast is going to go on this trip. It's going to be probably fun, and they're going to have all these conversations or drama or whatever, and those two aren't going to be part of it, and they're going to start, everyone's going to start seeing them as anchors that are dragging down the show.
Oh, 100%, that is what's going to happen. I think it's actually the worst tactical thing is for Katie, because I always got the sense that Ariana's on the show, but like, I always get the sense that if like they said, sorry, Ariana, we don't need you on the show anymore, she'd be like, okay, fine. And she literally has so much stuff happening now because she's on a pedal, man, that like, it is a tactical mistake for her on this show, but since I don't know if she cares about the show as much, it's like, I think not as big of a deal for her. But I think that for Katie, if Katie is just like, she's on the outs, then what does Katie have? But then again, Katie has often been in that position, so she's sort of used to it. But either way, I'm getting off on a tangent here. You are totally correct. This is, we've seen it happen before. This is the way reality TV works. Once you take a moral stand and say, I don't want to be around that person, you then become the outcast, and then you become the one that the audience turns against.
Well, you make the other person the victim. And even though I hear how stupid it sounds, and I know that the audience is probably like, what the fuck, bro? But that's how it is. If there's one person that everybody's mad at or making a stink about, no matter what that person did, they become the victim in the audience's eyes. I mean, we've seen it a million times. And like you said, Ariana is good. Like, she's a good actor. She has other things going on. She should have left as America's sweetheart, is what I say, and just been like, I'm too good for that. I'm not going back. And then she would always remain hero, you know? But yeah, I'm worried. Okay, so they're not going to go. So Sandoval's like, oh, yeah. Oh, God. So we get another classic Sandoval. He's like, Schwartz is saying, listen, I went to Vanderpump Dogs. I talked to Lisa. But then I went home and booked a sick ass lake cabin and I want to invite you and we need to go. But you know, can you leave your ego here? You know, why don't you just go with everybody and say, hey guys, sorry I hurt you. And he goes, oh yeah, Lala, sorry. I gave you so much content for your podcast and sorry for all that money on merch you made. And it's so fucked up that they don't see what they did. They showed the whole nation how to treat us. Everyone followed their lead, bro.
Okay.
Wow.
Let me tell you something. None of us followed Lala and Sheena's lead. It wasn't like we're saying, oh my God, this affair happened. God, I'm still a Sandoval fan. Wait a second. Sheena's being critical on her podcast. I changed my opinion whatsoever. I'm taking out my pitchfork and coming for Sandoval. No, no, no. We did not follow Lala and Sheena's lead. We followed, like, Logic's lead.
Yep. And then we see clips of Lala and Sheena both talking about what a piece of shit Sandoval is on their own podcasts. And Schwartz is like, uh-oh, this isn't going to go well with this attitude. You know, let your guard down a little bit. Come on, you can do it.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Academy is a new scripted podcast that follows Ava Richards, played by HBO's Industries' Myhala Harold, a brilliant scholarship student who has to quickly adapt to her newfound eat-or-be-eaten world. Ava's ambitions take hold and her small-town values break in hopes of becoming the first scholarship student to make the list. Bishop Gray's all-coveted academic top 10, curated by the headmaster himself. But after realizing she has no chance at the list on her own, she reluctantly accepts an invitation to a secret underground society that pulls the strings on campus life and academic success. If she bends to their will, she'll have everything she's ever dreamed of. But at what cost? Academy takes you into the world of a cutthroat private school where power, money, and sex collide in a game of life and death. Follow Academy on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Academy early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
From Wondery, this is Black History for Real. I'm Francesca Ramsey.
And I'm Conscious Lee.
What do most people think about when they hear the words Black History?
Rosa Parks, Reconstruction, MLK, February, Black History Month.
Exactly, exactly. There are so many stories of Black history that we just are not really talking about or thinking about, especially outside of February. And we are about to flip the script on all of that. Because on this show, you're going to hear a little less
in August 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue.
And a little bit more.
She is a heroine to some as a fighter for black rights. She is a villain to others.
Follow Black History for Real on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen everywhere on February 5th, or you can listen early and ad-free on Wondery Plus starting January 29th. Join Wondery Plus on the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I also love Sandoval complaining that people capitalized off of like his misfortune while he is actively capitalizing off of his misfortune. I was like, sir, did you remember you have that lightning bolt on your live shows, like hanging off your necklace? Do you know about the New York Times article? I mean, obviously that happened way later, but he is the first one who wanted to capitalize off of this.
Yeah. So they're like, you're supposed to be humble. And it's not working, of course. So Schwartz is like, okay, but like, I'll miss the gang. Let's go bond, okay? You know? Oh, and by the way, something cosmically changed with Lala. I don't even know how to articulate it. It's just, she was so self-aware. I've never seen her like that before. The only time I've seen her that self-confident was when she came in with that Range Rover with some other girl's lipstick in the glove compartment. It was amazing.
Yeah. By the way, I also want to point out Sandoval being so upset at Lala and Sheena capitalizing off this. The whole reason why he was in New Zealand was because he was shooting that show on Fox. And I guarantee the only reason why Sandoval was cast on that show on Fox was because of Scandoval. Because otherwise, he's been on TV for 10 years. He would have been cast in things a lot sooner than now if it was just based off of his captivating personality.
So, he's like, she's so self-aware. And Joe's like, oh, finally, love you saying that. Love that for, what's her name? Is Sheila? Lala.
Yeah.
Good for her. She like breadsticks. There's going to be plenty where I'm going.
Listen, I'm not saying let them walk all over you, but just like let them feel like they're walking all over you a little bit, you know? It's like, yeah, but it's been like that for like 5 months, man. Yeah, well then, what's 5 more minutes? Just like, you know, just think about it. Like,
Think about it.
Yeah, she goes, and then Schwartz goes, wah.
Can Joe please be a full-time cast? I need Joe every...
I like Joe.
I like Joe, too. I need her to be here every minute, and I need to know what happened with the hair, the pile of hair over in the corner.
I know.
Joe's just on her own plane, man. Joe's just over there dancing in her own head, like,
yes, Rager.
She's thinking about ways to paint Schwartz's wall so it looks sort of like a Tuscan villa.
She's like faux painting. It's like,
yeah.
I wonder if anybody's ever painted with a sponge before instead of a paintbrush. That would be wild. I'm going to do it.
Would it be weird if I made you Italian menus too when we came in here? So now we go to Sheena's house and there's a doorbell and it's Tori, the babysitter, who's her friend. And so she comes over.
So we didn't even point out that Tori is the chick in the previews that makes out with Katie and Tom. She becomes part of the Katie Tom threesome storyline later.
I did not notice. Well, because you know what? I haven't watched the trailer since then, but wow, what a twist.
Yeah, we did a trailer trash, and we should have recognized that purple hair. We knew there was something special about her when she came in and said, I'm an actor, but I'm mostly into music now.
Yes, and she continues to be special in the scene. So she's over, and you know they're playing with Summer Moon, and Brock's like, it's Summer Moon, and he puts on like a toy stethoscope. He's like, come here, I need to check your hat. And then Tori has like a fake, like a play needle, and she goes, Summer Moon, did you do your Ozempic shots today? Brock's like, hey, is that a conversation to have around my kid, Tori?
Well, tonight I have dinner plans, and as much as I trust Tori, leaving someone alone with someone other than my mom is really hard. So I did call my sister Courtney to help. Trust issues.
So, so then Summer kisses mom and dad goodnight, and then she's like, bye, mommy, see you tomorrow. And she's like, ha, 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 ha. So now we go to Beach and Brew, happening place in Marina Del Rey. And Brock and Sheena walk into the restaurant. And Sheena's like, I love a West Side hang. I said, yeah, this is your first night out with just a nanny and your sister.
They have such West Sider energy about people finally coming to visit them. And James has such non-West Sider energy about having to go to the West Side, right? But he can't say anything now because now he lives in the Val. And he just made people come to Burbank. But it's really funny, all this unspoken energy in the room. Because Brock's like, welcome. What's it like to be on the West Side here? Look at that. We keep the doors open out here because sea air comes in. And James is like, good to see ya. Like, kind of like stretching, like yawning, like he's just been in the car for an hour. Everyone's like throwing each other all this like LA distance energy.
I mean, James looks like he's Furiosa at the end of Thunder, like Mad Max or something like that. Like, he has been driving for hours and hours through terrible terrain, and he's finally gotten to Marina Del Rey, and now he has to actually sit through a dinner.
Yeah. So Sheena's like, okay, well, I just had a conversation with Lisa, and she literally had Lisa tears, and she was like, after my brother passed, like, she saw similarities with Sandoval, and, like, she just wants us to go, like, kind of easier than we have been on Sandoval. How does everybody feel about that?
I totally understand that. I mean, I understand that more than this strange self-serve tap situation in this restaurant. How did that even work? Did anyone see that? That was crazy.
I love that. They have like little wristbands that they scan into the computer and then it like it's like bloop and then it unlocks the tap so they can pick their own.
I know. So high tech.
Yeah.
So James it really is like, but you know what? Tomorrow, I'm going to go see Lisa tomorrow. She says she wants to talk for 10 minutes or something like that. And so we see a flashback of Lisa calling and he's like, I'm not in trouble. She's like, I need you just for 10 minutes. 10 minutes, James, please. I beg of you. Not just me. Donut wants you to. Please come see me.
He's like, oh, not that awkward one. The tail end of the cloning, is it? God. Let that branch fall to the ground, Lisa. No more clones from that branch, please. Poor dog looks like an Ewok that's been stepped on by a gargoyle.
well, it's just going to be like the same thing. And like, I just don't want him to, I just don't want Sandoval to do something. And then it'll be like too late. And then like none of us were even there. And Brock's like, well, it's not fair that that got put on you. Like it puts you against the wall, like sort of like a flat screen TV that you're always timing me to put up there. So what are you going to do? Say something, someone's mental health isn't okay. I mean, we're humans after all.
Yeah, well, that's why I'm nervous to go to Tahoe. I was like, am I just nervous because I'm a Libra, or am I just nervous because of this energy? Because, like, you know, I'm gonna hear him, and then he's gonna tell me things, and then I'm gonna like fall for it and be like, okay, I like you now.
And they all reassure each other that they're all humans, and this is what humans do. They feel bad for people. So she's like, yeah, I never
people
had
in LA trying to convince each other they're human. I love it.
After they've just, yeah. Yeah, we're human. Just because we had a robot give us drinks doesn't mean that we're not human, right?
We've been vile for 10 years in a row running on television.
We're human still, right? Only humans can make those things scan through a computer, right?
Is it weird that my entire body sets off metal detectors? I'm human, right?
Could a robot eat a tater tot? Can't eat that. Wait a minute.
Turns out Vanderpump Rules is a Philip K. Dick novel all along. Wait, we're all robots?
Finally, they've made robots that can age.
Robots can be masters, too.
The robot trick. Yeah.
So, Allie's like, I'm just preparing for the awkwardness. Like, listen, you know what? The hotel's down the street if we need to get one in Tahoe. So James is like, well, I'm not stressed about it. I'm like, he's Schwartz's friend and we'll hang. And if that meshes at one point, then like whatever. So James is already like laying the groundwork of like, if I become friends with Sandoval again, don't be mad at me.
Yeah, well, we can all have empathy for someone who's fucked their whole life up. I mean, the problem is things can get pretty dark pretty quick. I do live with James under airplanes.
Things literally get dark quickly. Like when the shadow of the Airbus 321 goes over your house, it's like midnight all of a sudden out of nowhere.
It can also get light really quickly.
Do you know what it's like? It's like we live in a state of perpetual eclipses.
You know what else we get quickly? To the airport, which is handy.
And Costco. And IKEA.
Now we go to Vanderpump.
Dogs, darling. And we've got a new intern, Summer. I'm expecting a lot from you, Summer. Okay?
Yeah, she's a VIP or VP or something like that. Where's Dr. John Sessa, by the way?
Fiad. I don't know. I'm assuming gone. Was he still there after that whole Kyle debacle?
Maybe the world of academia called him back.
Okay, so James is like, hello, hello. She's like, oh, darling, hello. What's going on? Have a seat. I need to talk to you about something very serious.
So he thinks this is going to be like Lisa saying be nice to Sandoval, right? So she goes, so, you know, you're worried about Graham, aren't you, your dog? Graham Cracker, your sweet little dog, Graham. And he's like, yeah. And then down the stairs comes Graham out of nowhere.
Graham Cracker.
Oh, sweet little gosh. Graham Cracker comes down the stairs and he goes running up to James and she goes, James, he, like you at one time, have been rescued by me. So Graham Cracker comes running up and James
says, this little dog was found in a box and there was a woman who looked very much like Raquel's mother standing over the box with a saw. And she started to saw through the box. And someone called me and said, Lisa, a woman is sawing through one of your dogs on the box. We've just scanned it as we do every dog we find on the street. And I ran down there. And by the time I flew down, I passed your house. Did you hear me saying, hello, I'm on my way to the airport. Got on the airplane, which no one thought would fly until I said, presto changeo. And it flew. And we went to a magical, mystical land called Arizona. I found the dog, but it was already sawed in two. One half of the dog was in Phoenix. The other half of the dog was in Scottsdale.
Far be it for me to ever interrupt any magic show, but luckily I knew the tricks of magic, and it turned out the half of the dog that was in Scottsdale was nothing but an empty box, because it was magic after all. So I said, Chris Angel, hand me that dog. And he said, sure. And he threw his hand down, and there was a poof of smoke, and he had disappeared, because after all, magic. And in my arms, the sweetest, most adorable golden doodle named Graham Cracker.
Lisa, I can't believe you did that for me.
Wow. So Raquel's, I guess the story was.
What's up with this?
This sucks. So I guess the story, and how are we ever going to know without Raquel doing podcasts every day or whatever? This is how I feel on Wednesday, February 21st about Scandoval. They tricked me. None of this was my choice. I thought I was running for mayor, but it turns out I was sleeping with my friend's boyfriend. It turns out, so Raquel, obviously the parents had to take, she didn't want James to have the dog because she said James made the dog a biter because he would, like, I guess, play with the dog. You know, when you play with dogs, you're not supposed to let them bite you because they will keep biting you. And it's not as cute when they're not a puppy, okay? They're big, strong jaws. And that she would scare him, like, coming onto the couch. She would push her off the couch or scare her while she was sleeping or scare him while he was sleeping, whatever. So anyway, she didn't want James to have the dog. So she gave the dog to the mom. And then the dog was biting the mom, I guess. Mm. And so the mom got rid of the dog. You can't get rid of the dog. Call the dad of the dog.
That was wild to me. I was like, why was this dog in a foster home when the dog has another owner? Like, that just made no sense. Like, okay, so you didn't want the dog to be with James because you felt like that was bad for the dog. So then you just, like, shoved the dog off to Lucy Applejuiceville. I don't know. I was shocked. I was really shocked about this. But then there was also a part of me that was like, or was it that Raquel just brought the dog back to Lisa? And Lisa's like, don't worry, I'll say what really happened. And then Lisa just concocts a story that makes Vanderpump Dogs seem very heroic. But either way,
international.
Either way, this was shocking. I don't think that Lisa made up the story. And
I think the dog was really in a shelter. What the fuck?
Who does shocking. That? And very fortunate that they were able to. I guess the shelter or I don't know they how they know. It.
They scanned the chip. And they saw your dogs now. Yeah, dogs now get chipped when they're little. Right. Babies. And so when shelters find the dogs, they automatically scan their neck for these.
And when they scanned it in, what came up was the New York Times cover story. They're like, Scandoval? This is a Scandoval dog? We're calling Lisa Vanderpump.
They're like, wait a minute. This is a handsome Mactor knows this dog.
Wait a second. We scanned it in and there's a link and I'm following the link and it's to an MP3 that goes... Ain't nobody loving like I'm loving you, like I'm loving you. It's DJ James Kennedy's song.
Gotcha, you're subscribed to my Spotify.
Wait a second. We scanned this in and it says Pumptini. Wow, I think this is James's dog.
So this is really cute. A man reunited with his dog. So she's like, yes, they dropped him at the shelter and they asked if we would take him. And he's like, I'm feeling anger. I'm feeling sad. I'm feeling confused. I'm feeling a little bit of tinnitus, but that's mostly from the planes.
I have a little bit of a bruise on my head where an ice cube fell off that southwest wing. I will say, I've said it a million times how James is such a fascinating person to watch because he can be so vile, but then he has this really tender side, which is, I think, why we always come back to him. And he's always been actually very, very attached to animals. He really cares about Graham, and he's like crying here. He's also, by the way, very sweet to his cat, Mr. Banks. He's very affectionate towards animals. And it's really lovely to see. And he's really crying. And he's saying, like, that Graham is his best friend. He's like, it's literally been a dream come true. And he's back with me. And I don't know. It's possible. I really don't. I wasn't expecting this. I thought I was going to have to talk about stupid Bucket Tom Sandoval. But I got Graham Cracker instead. Thank you.
Well, I just want you to look down at Graham and think, could I ever stop being friends with you? And then put Sandoval's face on this little golden doodle.
And imagine what you would say to Tom Sandoval right now. Would you tell him to get off the couch? No! No!
All of a sudden, Joe appears. I'll walk your dog for Olive Garden. Just tell me. Tell me. Tell me what you want. Anytime. Any day. Anytime. 2 a.m.? 1 p.m.? I don't care.
Breadsticks, bitches.
I want the breadsticks. I need it. I need it so bad.
And that brings us to the end of Vanderpump Rules.
Oh, it was actually a very sweet and lovely ending. I don't know. Honestly, Roddy, I actually really am. I'm enjoying the season. What can I say? I enjoy it. It's like what I said before. Nothing's happening. And I thought I'd be really upset with that. But I do think that all the conversations are about like real shit going on in their lives, which I feel like for me has sort of like a baseline compelling quality to it. But I understand if other people are like boring. But for me, it's not. It's not.
Well, that's good. Yeah. I don't feel the need to make any declarations today. You know, I'm just going along with it. It's on. I'm enjoying watching it. You know, part of me just has trepidation, and part of me is just annoyed that they're trying the Sandoval shit, because we knew they would try it a little bit. You know, like, if you're going to have a show, you're not going to fire Sandoval because he's the center of Scandoval. And the show at its core is about shitty men. It's like a Southern Charm show. Shitty men are what makes this show run. It's always been that way. And so we knew that he was going to be back and they were going to have to try and rehab him in some way. But to see him make literally zero effort, like he's doing the opposite of rehab, and they're still trying to shove it down our throats that we all need to be nice to Tom, and then using this like self-harm stuff is just tasteless to me. It's tasteless at this point. So it's pissing me off. But, you know, I love feeling rage. And so I am feeling that. And so at the end of the day, I chalk it up to a win. What can I say? No, I'm angry.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know what? It's a great time to be alive.
It sure is. It really is. It is a good time to be alive. And you know what's going to be even better? When we're in Europe. So go get your tickets for our European tour in May. And if you're just going to be in La La Land, that's good too. Come see us in LA at the Netflix Is a Joke Comedy Festival in May. You can also get this as a video and all our bonus episodes. We are doing Southern Hospitality this week as our bonus episode.
Cannot
it's a little
wait.
Late, but that's another Bravo classic. So but if you guys are into that, find some recaps over on the Patreon.
Ronnie, do you know why our Southern Hospitality recap is late?
Why?
Because you're really fucked up, Ronnie.
You really fucked up. Joe. You fucked up, Joe. So we're going to be doing that. And
hell.
Monday nights are our crappy hour night. That is our Instagram live show where we talk to you guys at 5:30 Pacific on Instagram. We sure love you guys. We will talk to you next time.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Strolling the Park with Caitlin Clark.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels. Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
She's never scary, it's the Green Fairy.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Know Your Worth with Jason Kurth.
She's the wind beneath our Jennifer Wing.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
She's a little bit loony. Junie.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo. We love him madly. It's Kyle Pod Chadley.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
We want to hang with Liz Lang.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
She's the queen bee. It's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She's quite the catch. It's Victoria Kotchett.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.